Okay, but regarding imports and exports, it's becoming quite a problem. And it might just start off at small parts in the supply chain, but eventually it moves up the supply chain. So that means that things that you used to be able to buy, you can't buy them anymore. A lot of it's bureaucracy, the government rules relating to COVID. It's actually causing problems in supplies and in all industries, actually.
我们刚才在聊天啊，就是听要我稍微解释一下，就是整个的全球的经济因为这个新冠病毒的问题，造成很多的这个货物的运送啊等等，都有出现了一些环节上面的不连贯，所以现在全球的这个能源还有资源的运送都有一些问题，所以会造成像有一些各地方的这个加油啊，都那个英国需要由军队派出军队来帮助民众排队加油啊，这些问题似乎在很多地方正在发生。那我们开始谈这个事情，是因为发现很多网络上面也开始有一些不是那么顺畅的状态。
One other problem that we're also seeing, of course, with the lockdowns that have happened, is that the children's education is suffering in some ways. And every country is a little bit different. But in some countries, the education system, children aren't being educated like they used to. So we're going to see this affect the economy and the industry in the coming years, maybe in the next 10 years.
然后另外一个大问题就是很明显的哈，各地方因为这个上学的变常常会因为这个三级警戒等等的孩子们没有办法去学校，所以整个学校系统似乎也受到很大影响，而这个影响很可能在未来10年都会存在。
Yeah, and also the other thing, of course, is that health problems, mental health problems have been increasing. Again, because of lockdowns, families not being able to see each other, people not communicating in the way that we used to communicate.
那还有一个大问题呢，就是那个所谓的心理状态、心理的问题啊，就精神性的问题。因为很多地方一直在这个警戒状态，那很多朋友、家人都没有办法见面，那所以不少人他们的在精神的紧绷状况，还有孤独感等等的，造成很多的精神性的疾病开始发生。
And it's very difficult to evaluate or to calculate the loss, whether it's talking about the loss of mental health and how that affects the economy as well, and how it affects the future society of a country.
所以从心理啊到这个经济啊到整个政治体系等等，以及未来的整个各个国家的发展，都受到很大的影响。
But one way that you can see the effects of stress, of the social problems caused by the lockdowns and the fear as well, you might hear your neighbors and they're starting to scream more, or you see more crazy people in society and more suicides. There's a lot more teenage suicides now.
而且现在呢，整个的社会的不安定呢，也让你说不定会听到你隔壁邻居的尖叫声比较更多了啊。然后就是也有一些青少年的这个自杀率增加等等，整个社会的不安定度明显的大幅提升。
And that doesn't include the medical effects. There are actually negative side effects on the vaccines, but they don't normally report that in the news.
那另外呢，就是当然在医界的状态啦，医疗状态，因为大家现在都在打这个疫苗，那也不知道这疫苗将来它对我们身体的影响是什么，然后当然整个医疗系统也受到影响。
But there was one man, I might have mentioned his name. His name is Dr. Robert Malone, and he was one of the key people that were inventing the what they call the mRNA vaccine.
很像那个原本这个发明 mRNA 的这个疫苗的其中一位重要的发明人叫 Robert 罗伯。
I'll write his name up here. He's quite an important man. His name is Dr. Robert Malone.
就是 Robert 马龙，罗伯马龙博
Yeah,
士。
He was one of the original epidemiologists, one of the original doctors which helped develop the mRNA vaccine
他
for
是一个病
COVID.
毒学家啊，然后也是其中最主要的能够发明出 mRNA 的一位学者。
And even he has come out and said we need to stop vaccinations until we can really understand how this vaccine works on the coronavirus and to understand the negative effects. He actually said we have to stop this.
他甚至呢，已经公开的在媒体上面表示说，我们不应该再继续打这种 mRNA 的这个疫苗，因为我们实在不了解这样子的疫苗将来对我们整个人类身体的影响到什么程度，要到等到我们弄清楚了才能使用 mRNA 疫苗。
We hear about countries like Sweden, for example, and what was another? I think Denmark. They were using the Moderna vaccine, and now they have to stop it for many people. They've said we have to stop using this after many people, millions of people, have already been injected. But now they say this is the wrong vaccine to use.
No, you mean the government say that?
Yeah, that's right. They were using the Moderna vaccine, and now they're starting to have problems. They said we can't use this in people under 30 years old now.
Hold a second. You're talking about Denmark, right?
I think Denmark or Sweden or both, maybe. There's a couple of countries. I think it was Denmark and Sweden last week.
好，在上个礼拜呢，甚至在丹麦跟瑞典啊，这两个国家在上周呢，他们政府已经说他们要暂停使用莫德纳，因为他们发现太多打莫德纳的人有了身体的状况。
Anyway, so there's all of these problems with the vaccines, but most of the news places don't want to report that. And the governments, they don't want to report that they made a big mistake.
而这样子的这些有关疫苗的一些负面的消息啊，几乎在各国都尽量不报道，因为政府们都不愿意正，就是都不愿意承认他们做错了决定。
Yep. And there's actually a lot of doctors coming out now and saying that it's quite possible, and they really don't know because this is a new vaccine which hasn't been tested properly. But it's possible that the vaccine, if you give it to the younger people, when they grow up, they can't have children. It means they become sterile or infertile. It means that the young men cannot make babies, basically.
But that's been proved.
Well, you can't prove it exactly. It's like you can't prove the long-term effects of the vaccine because there hasn't been enough time. It's a new vaccine. But they say that there were signs already. And I don't know how they got this, but some very key doctors are saying that this will cause infertility.
还有呢，就是也有医学的一些文献在开始说，这些疫苗会造成年轻人打了，将来有很大的可能会不孕。
Yeah, so what that means is that in the next generation, we're going to see a huge decrease in the world's population, possibly. You know, that really they still don't know because there hasn't been enough time to show what the long-term effects are. But they say this could really affect the world's population.
但是呢，而且还有一个说法，就是这个全面施打疫苗的行为，可能已经造成了我们人类未来的人口会大量大快速的减少，那这些事情一定只能靠时间来证明。
Okay, so there's all of these things going on regarding the vaccine and regarding the government laws about this. But this is all part of what we can call Satan's plan as well. You know, Satan has a plan to control the world. And he can use this corona incidents, the virus and the vaccines, to bring about his plan.
不论我们刚刚讲的任何一个状态啊，这些对整个世界、对人类的影响，都有可能是撒旦的计划的一个部分。那我们现在只能说，撒旦利用了这个大型的新冠病毒的感染，造成我们整个社会的不安，跟我们人类健康甚至人口的一个下降。
Yeah, but we shouldn't be surprised by this. In fact, last year in Taiwan, remember when I was there, and we did the study about the global warming and how Satan likes to promote fear, and that gives control to the governments. And the coronavirus thing is no different.
我们其实这些撒旦的诡计啊，我们其实应该不至于会太意外。 好，就像我们在去年听在上课的时候谈到这个所谓的全球暖化的这个议题，在过去的10、20年来，都变成是一个在让政府控制这个人民的一个手段，而现在的这个新冠病毒的疫情也很明显的会变成是这样。
Okay, and anyway, so that's sort of the topic that we're talking about at the moment, even though we're talking about the covenants of Abraham, God's promises to Abraham. But this is all part of God's plan and how God is controlling history, and God has a plan for the future of Israel. And regardless of Satan's plan, God will have victory in the end.
但是呢，不论这个撒旦他如何的诡计多端，然后他的谋略多么的残酷，我们都可以理解，因为神是跟我们有立约的，就是像我们最近这几个礼拜在谈的啊，与亚伯拉罕的约啊，这个约定是神的计划。那神与亚伯拉罕的约定，就是对我们人类的约定。那神是会要让我们人类兴盛的，所以我们不论经历多么的这些困难险阻，最终神还是将会得胜。
So that's our topic for today, and we'll carry on from what we did last week, and then eventually we'll come up to talking about God's plan for us in the not just now, but in the future as well, of course.
好，我们呢，今天要刚刚谈的那些现状之外，我们要赶快回到我们的课程里面，让我们重新再来回忆，那神对我们人类的所有的约定。
Okay, but before we start our class, what we'll do, we'll because we haven't really started yet, so we'll name our sins to God the Father.
好，我们现在开始上课。那我们现要先在课堂前，要先对我们的神、我们天父认罪。
Father, so we give thanks to you that we have this time to study your word.
感谢天父，让我们有这样的时间可以研读你的话语。
We pray that as we focus on the message, that these things will become reality in our souls.
我们祷告，希望我们能够专注于这些话语，然后让这些话语成为我们的现实中可一现实生活中的一部分，同时能够成为我们文中的一部分。
And so we give thanks for this time in Christ's name.
所有的祷告，因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen。
Okay. So last week, when we finished off, we finished on Deuteronomy chapter 30, and Serena was reading from verse 1 down to verse 5.
我们昨上次上课的时候，有把生命记的30章6节到14节念过一遍。
And I'd actually mentioned as well, if you remember, that I wanted you to read from Deuteronomy chapter 29, because that was like the background to what was happening in Deuteronomy chapter 30.
那我们也有请同学回去，先再自己把这个《生命记》第29章也再念一遍。
Yeah, so for those of you that was here, I'd said that was your homework to read Deuteronomy 29.
所以呢，在课堂上的人都知道，就是读《生命记》29章是我们上一次的家庭作业。
Okay, but from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 1 to 5, we have God mentioning how that if the people were obedient to God, that God would bless them. If they're disobedient, then God would discipline them.
而在《生命记》的第30章的1到5节呢，神则特别的告诉这些以色列人，就是如果你能够顺服于神的教导，你就会被祝福；如果你不顺服于神的教导，你就会被诅咒。
Okay, so you were reading from verse 1 down to verse 6. We'll just take off from verse 6 at the moment. And there's a special word in here that I want us to understand. And that word is talking about the circumcision.
好，我们现在来读一下这个《生命记》30章第6节，因为这里面Tim 有一些事情想要特别的说明。
Okay. Now remember, this is when the Jews, they're in the desert, they're about to go into the land.
这一
And
段呢是以色列人已经离开埃及，那 要在这个沙漠中，在荒野中，他们正在行走，也正准备要进入迦南美地。
And the reason they're going into the land is because of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, but really, especially because of Abraham. He is the one whom God gave the covenant to.
而他们之所以可以进入迦南美地，完全是因着神对亚伯拉罕、以撒跟这个雅各的应许。那当然，这三个人，神对他们的应许，又是因着神对亚伯拉罕的应许，而让这些犹太人将来可以进入迦南美地。
And many times you see when the Jews are in trouble, like when they're in slavery in Egypt, for example, and then we see God remembered his promise or his covenant with Abraham, and then he heard their voices. It's because of Abraham.
我们可以发现呢，在整个旧约里面，经常啊，这些犹太人他们在对神呼喊的说啊，救我们，请神救我们啊。那神他都会去回应这些犹太人。最重要的原因，就是因为神他对亚伯拉罕有了一个约定。
We've already had that in Exodus. See, in Exodus 2:24, we had that verse where God said he remembered his promise with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and he saved the people. So there's one example in Exodus 2:24.
就是在出埃及记2:24呢，就有特别讲到，因为以色列百姓与神有约，所以神呢，他总是知道他们，而且会记得，神一直不会忘记他与亚伯拉罕所立的约，这是以
Yeah,
色列人出埃及能够得救的根本。
we see the phrase we had, and God knew them, as you can see here. And that's, God knew them because that's referring to them being believers. They all believed in Jesus Christ. They believed in the coming of the Savior. And so that was another reason. So because they are descendants of Abraham and because they're believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, then God is going to save them.
所以这一段呢，基本上是在强调，就是因为犹太人是亚伯拉罕的后裔啊，同时呢，他们相信神啊，经着这两个原因，神就是会救他们，神就是会拯救他们。
And that's actually a double portion of blessings for any Jewish people or any Jewish person that's believed in Jesus Christ. Because they're blessed because of their forefather, Abraham, but they're also blessed if they've believed in Jesus Christ. So that's like a double blessing for them, a double portion of blessing.
而我们称这个呢，就是双倍的祝福。好，就是第一个，他们是亚伯拉罕的子孙；第二个，他们是相信耶稣基督的。所以，因着这两个原因，这些犹太人就会得到双倍。
So the Jewish people, as long as they're abiding by God's plan, even if they don't believe in Jesus, now they don't have eternal salvation, but as long as they're on the earth, God actually blesses the Jewish people.
但就算呢，这个犹太人他们可能不相信耶稣基督的，但是因为他们是亚伯拉罕的子孙，只要是这些人，他们是活在地球上的时候，还活在人间的时候呢，他们就会得到神的祝福。但是因为他们不相信耶稣基督，所以他们将是无法得到永生的救恩。
We see just this in normal everyday situations, what we see in the news, that there's a lot of Jewish people in the world, very influential, very, I wouldn't say wise in many cases, but very intellectual. Now, God's blessed them with a lot of intelligence.
我们可以看到犹太人啊，不管他有没有信耶稣，在即使是现代这个世界上，他们常常都是非常非常聪明的哈，我们都把他们称之为非常有智慧、聪明啊的这些知识分子啊，而且他们都是受到神非常大的祝福，在事业领域上面。
And you look at current day Israel, even though this has been set up, modern Israel was set up by the United Nations, which is an evil organization. But even still, the Jews were using their hard work and using their intelligence. They've actually created quite a nice country there, despite all of their enemies trying to kill them all the time. They have quite a beautiful country.
我们也可以看看现今的以色列啊，虽然这个国家的建立是因着联合国。 啊，可能并不怀好意的帮助他们建立了。但是呢，以色列在现在这个就是群敌环绕的状况下，他们依然把他们小小的一个国家建立得非常的美好。
Yeah, you look at all the countries around them, and as, even the land of the Palestinians, and you look at Egypt, and you look at the fighting that's going on in Syria and those places. They're not really nice places to live. Nobody would want to live there, but I think a lot of people would like to live in Israel if it was maybe a little bit safer from their enemies.
你光是看看现在以色列四周的这些国家，什么埃及啦、叙利亚啦，他旁边的一天到晚跟他打仗的这个巴勒斯坦呐、啊，他们那些地方都是非常的就是很荒凉的啊、哦，非常不适合人居住的。大家我相信在连他们那个听说，连相信住在以色列四周国家的人都会甚至想要选择住在以色列，是比旁边的好太多的环境。
And you look at Jews around the world, which have established themselves in other countries, and especially in America, where America is very open for the Jewish people generally. And they've flourished, they've really prospered in business and in economics or in politics, even in show business and things like this. God has blessed these people.
而你看看那些，就是比如说美国好了哈，是非常欢迎犹太人的。而犹太人在美国的状态呢，就是那些在美国的犹太人几乎都是非常成功的企业家呀，然后他们的生活富足啊，都是很明显的受到神的祝福。
Now imagine having that blessing, and then on top of that, you become a believer in Jesus Christ, and then really you're going to be ultimately blessed a lot. You get the double blessings.
而这些受到神如此祝福的犹太人，当他们又决定相信耶稣基督了以后，他们就会得到双倍的祝福，那更是不得了。
Obviously, we're not Jewish people. Maybe somewhere 1,000 years ago, you might have one Jewish person in your ancestry, maybe even in China, because there's Jewish people there. But really, we're not Jewish people. So we don't get that first blessing, but we can still have a part in it by blessing the Jewish people, by praying for Israel, and by praying for their security, for example.
而我们显然的，我们都不是犹太人哈，但或许我们中国人在千年前有可能有一些犹太的血统进到我们的血液中来啊。但不论如何，我们都可能因着我们祝福犹太人，祝福犹太人的安全，我们也会得到神的祝福。
And if you do meet a Jewish person, you could perhaps try to give them the gospel and explain about how Abraham believes in Jesus Christ and see where that conversation goes. See, you're blessing the Jewish people, and then maybe God will give you some blessing from that.
而我们假设在生活中遇见了犹太人，我们会祝福他同时呢也顺便把福音传给他，告诉他亚伯拉罕他当年就是相信耶稣基督的。那我们在这样的祝福犹太人的过程中，我们会受到神大大的祝福。
And here from the Old Testament, we see that God has given that promise to Abraham, and so he's blessing the Jewish people, even though they're very rebellious. These people have been against God for 40 years, wandering around in the desert, but God is still going to allow them to come into the promised land.
而我们看看，在当时摩西带领的这些犹太人他们在整个要去到应许之地的过程是非常不顺服神的，也因为这样，他们在整个沙漠这个应该说行走了40多年本来只要十几天就可以到的。然后在这样的一个环境下，他们即使不顺服于神，神还是最终让他们可以获得应许之地。
Now, what you do have to remember, though, is that the original generation, the adults, the parents that came out from Egypt with the original Exodus, those people died in the desert. And so the next generation, this is 40 years later, this is the children of those people. They're allowed to go in because they're slightly more obedient, I guess.
而我们也要记得，在出埃及记里面非常清楚地告诉我们，好，神对这些不顺服的犹太人的最终的处罚，就是让那些一开始跟着摩西出埃及的人，全部最终死在沙漠里，而没有让他们到应许之地，反而是只让他们的下一代，好，新的一代有进入了应许之地，这也是神处罚他们在荒野中走了40年的一个原因。
And something else you also have to consider. Remember, this whole story from the Bible is an analogy for us. So, as believers, we have the application that if we obey God, we can enter into a promised land.
而这也是对我们这些现在的这些就算是外邦人啊，相信耶稣基督的，就是我们要知道，当我们顺服于神，我们就可以得到应许之地。
Yeah. Now remember, when you believe in Jesus, you do go to heaven. So, this is you're already guaranteed your eternal salvation. And this is not the promised land I'm talking about.
而我们也要记得，就是当我们相信耶稣基督，我们就可以进到天国。那这一个事情跟神在人世间给我们应许之地是两件事情。
Now, the promised land I'm talking about is mentioned in Hebrews chapter 3 and chapter 4. It's talking about peace in your soul. God has said to us, if you have faith and if you trust in me, you will enter the promised land in your soul, which means a place of great peace and great blessing.
这一部分呢，是在希伯来书3章4章里面。好，神也很清楚地告诉我们，如果我们对神有信心，而相信神、信靠神的话呢，我们就会得到应许之地。而这个应许之地，最明显的就是我们在魂中可以得到平安。
And that's the promised land for believers. While we have our time on the earth, God expects us to put our faith in Him, and then we can practice what we call the faith rest drill, or otherwise known as the faith rest life.
好，所以呢，这是神对我们，信靠耶稣基督的人的一个应许，就是当我们相信耶稣基督，我们得到我们的整个人生中就会有一个非常大的平安，在我们的魂里会有一个很大的平安，那就是当我们将我们的信心，我们信靠神，我们就会得到安息，就 faith rest real 就是信靠与安息，它是我们生命魂的状态里的一体两面。
Okay, so this is the name of the book and it's on the website. I think you can see it now, yeah?
好，那个这本书就是信靠与安息的生命啊，这本书在网站上面就是 chinagracemission.com 的这个网址上面下头有一个书 books，然后simplified 就是一个简体版的，
And traditional as well. You have traditional as well.
也会有繁体的啊，所以就是你们就点选你就是进到网址 chinagracemission.com 里面去找书的部分，然后就看各自要 download 繁体或简体都可以。
And this explains actually, it uses the comparison about the Jews, how they needed to go into the land. And God was saying, if you go into the land, you will have peace in your soul. And this is like we say, the analogy for Christians that if you trust in God and let God do your fighting, then you will have peace. It's like you enter into the promised land.
所以这个呢，是在神学上面非常重要的一个信息啊，就是当我们相信神，我们信靠神的时候呢，我们就相信神会为我们打仗，所以我们整个人就可以在魂中得到一个非常大的平安，这就是神给我们的应许之地。
Okay, so if you haven't read the book anyway, you can look at that from the website, and that helps you understand the whole concept.
好，这就是我们请大家可以读一下这本书。那你读了这个书，就会对整个这个信靠与安息的生命，有更清楚的了解。
Okay, now I want to get back to Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 6 now.
好，我们现在回到《生命记》的30章6节。
Okay, so I'll bring up the Bible here. Okay, and so I'll read the verse first and you can read after me. It says, "And the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your seed," which means your descendants, "to love the Lord thy God," means your God, "with all your heart and all your soul, and you may live."
耶和华你神必将你心里和你后裔心里的污秽除掉，好叫你尽心尽性爱耶和华你的神，使你可以存活。
It's an interesting concept because we have this term here to say circumcise your heart.
这是一个非常有趣的一个概念，就是让你心里的污秽被除掉。
And then the heart of your seed. So that means your children and grandchildren, they have to have their heart circumcised as well.
而这个将我们污秽除，心里污秽除掉呢，不只是我们个人的，还包括我们后裔的。
Okay, so what does it mean to circumcise the heart?
所以，什么叫做除掉心里的污秽呢？
Okay, well, to start off, we'll go back to the first circumcision was with Abraham in Genesis 17:11.
我们看一下这个《创世纪》17章11节。
This is after Abraham had believed God about the promise of the son. And Abraham was a very old man. He was like 100 years. And finally he believed in the promise. And then God said, okay, you need to take a knife and you need to cut off the end of your male organ.
Oh, by the way, the translation on the Bible, on your Bible, the circumcised, you were saying the take out the dirty thing. It doesn't say the real thing.
Oh, okay. So you need to probably translate that. Okay, but I'll go over to Genesis, what is it, 17:11 here. So I'll bring it up on the Bible. Okay, but you need to make sure you get the right translation because they probably tried to make it sound nice, I guess.
Well, it's an old saying about the dirty thing. It never say the right thing.
Oh, okay. So you're just gonna have to be courageous and give it the right thing. But basically, yeah, God is saying you need to cut the end of the penis off the dead skin. Or I say dead skin, but it's just skin off the end of the penis.
就是 circumcise 这个字呢，在创世纪17章第10节的时候呢，他很清楚的讲说，要对你们的自己跟子嗣要做受割礼。好，然后要去掉身上的包皮，就是对所有男子要去掉身上的包皮。可是，在《生命记》里面，他明明是用的是同一个字，却只讲说去掉污秽。
Now, you have to keep everything in context here. This is where Abraham has finally believed that God will provide him the miracle child.
Miracle child.
Well, see, Isaac was born by a miracle, really. See, Abraham and Sarah were both sexually dead. They couldn't produce a child.
Right.
But now Abraham believed, and so God is going to produce this child. It's a miraculous child. Now that Abraham has believed, then we can have this covenant. We can have this promise between God and Abraham. And the promise is that through Abraham's seed, which means through Isaac, you will eventually have a savior. You can have Jesus Christ come into the world.
But circumcised, what's the relationship with circumcised?
Oh, well, because this is going to be a sign, it's a symbol of the covenant that Abraham believed. And I guess because Abraham now needs to have sex with Sarah, and so there's part of that. And it's a very painful process. So, like Jesus Christ on the cross, he's providing the salvation, but it's also a painful process that has to happen.
I'm sorry. This Genesis 17:10, at that time, did they have Isaac?
Not yet, no.
No, so he has to be circumcised first and then have sex with Sarah.
That's right. But after he's healed, he probably has to heal first, and then they
Oh,
can.
sure.
Okay.
But I mean that's the reason he can have baby afterwards.
Oh, well, it depends on the context. See, here, in the case of cutting off the end of Abraham's organ, it's a symbol. But it's a symbol to show that you're taking away the dirty things. You could probably say that's right. But the whole thing is a symbol of God's promise, really.
所以我们现在看一下创世纪17:10，好，这个时候呢，神要求就是亚伯拉罕他自己以及将来他们所有的男子都要受割礼，啊，去掉这个所谓的肮脏的东西。那这个动作做完后呢，才是神让亚伯拉罕跟撒拉啊，这个可以受孕生子。他有某一个程度的所谓立约的仪式性，跟一个立约的一个精神性哈，在里面。
Now remember, circumcision beginning at this time of Abraham, it's just a ritual. Okay, it's a symbol, and it's just like baptism, or it's maybe like when they were burning the animal sacrifices and things like this. But especially, we can relate it to the baptism. It's just a symbol. So the actual circumcision doesn't help anything, but again, it's like a symbol of God's promises or God's plan.
而这个割礼呢，在整个事件上面呢，是可以说是一个象征，哦，它是一个仪式，来表达这个人与神在立约，就亚伯拉罕与神的立约的仪式跟象征。
Yeah, just like for example, when you get baptized in water, being baptized in water doesn't save you, but that's a symbol of the fact that you believed in Jesus Christ and you were baptized into the Holy Spirit, or you're baptized into Jesus by the Holy Spirit.
就像我们受洗，好，要被水洗这件事情，其实对灵性上面来讲，它并不见得有真的实质性的意义，但是它却是一个很重要的仪式跟象征。我们相信了耶稣基督，所以受到这个洗礼。
Yeah, and circumcision was the same thing. Like, you know, just because you cut off the end of the penis of your son or yourself, that doesn't give you, doesn't make you a great believer, or it doesn't give you salvation.
而这个割礼也是一样，把你小儿子的这个包皮切掉，并不代表就让这个孩子变得更为这个属灵，啊，但是他却有非常大的属灵上面的象征意义。
This was actually a problem that Paul had when the apostle Paul was preaching the gospel. And occasionally he would run into groups of people and they would say, well, we're Jewish people and we believe in Jesus, but we still need to keep the ritual, like the circumcision, if we're going to be blessed by God or if we're going to keep our salvation.
而这也就是保罗他遇见的问题，就是当他在这个跟外邦人传教的过程中，这些犹太人呢，他们在当时是非常强调这个割礼的，就是他们认为他们必须保有这样的仪式。
So like any ritual, you know, whether it's the baptism or animal sacrifices or like the circumcision, anything can be twisted around, especially by religious people, to say that if you want to be blessed by God or if you want salvation, you have to do this. And that's just not true.
所以我们也要注意，就是像这样子的仪式呢，常常就会被这些非常宗教性的人所利用，就是包括一些像洗礼啦，哈，或者是这个用动物献祭啦，或割礼啦，然后他会被一些宗教性的人认为他必须是必做的，才能够让我们得到圣灵或神的祝福。但是呢，我刚刚讲的就是说，这些宗教人会利用这些仪式来要求这些其他的信徒要做同样的事才能得到这个属灵的祝福，但事实上真正的重点不是在仪式，而是在真正属灵上面的一个顺服。
Okay, so we just take a 5 minute break now and then we can come back at, or let's make it a 10 minute break, we'll come back at 11 o'clock for you.
好，我们现在休息一下，11点钟回来。